Thank you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this call. As you know, the Livestock and Food Associations have been working to get a fix to the U.S. Country of Origin Labeling Law. We tried to get that included in the 2014 Farm Bill, and that is not going to be in the Farm Bill. So now we face the real prospect of retaliation from Canada and Mexico, which have brought each have brought a complaint against that country of origin labeling law to the World Trade Organization. WTO is expected to hear that case beginning February 18. So we'll know pretty soon whether that law is compliant. On the phone today with us, we have to talk about this issue and what retaliation means for the members of their organizations. We have Scott George, who's president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Jessica Lemos, director of international trade policy with the National Association of Manufacturers, and Randy Sprong, president of the National Pork Producers Council. Each will give a little few remarks about the cool law, and then we'll open it up to questions. So with that, I will turn it over to Mr. George.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today. Just by way of introduction, I am a beef and dairy producer from Cody, Wyoming, presently serving as the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Our association represents cattle producers from across the nation. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has worked on this farm bill for over 3 years now, first as the 2012 Farm Bill, then the 2013, and now, with the actions of a few in Congress, it has become the 2014 Farm Bill. And after all of this, the bill that the conference committee released Monday is not one that addresses the concerns of our members. The released bill is a slap in the face of every livestock producer in this country. We're calling on Congress to fix the mistakes they have made, mistakes that are costing cattlemen and women money every day. Mistakes like mandatory country of origin labeling, which has already resulted in steep discounts to our producers and caused prejudice against our largest trading partners. This program was created without the consent of producers and has been a failure by every measure. We are disappointed in all members of Congress and especially the members of the conference committee for allowing this process to go this far without a solution. Failure to fix mandatory cool at this junction will lead to retaliatory tariffs, and it's only a matter of time before the World Trade Organization rules in favor of Canada and Mexico. Once that happens, producers will realize the full cost of this failed legislation. This farm bill is foundationally flawed and will only serve to cause greater harm to rural America, and therefore NCBA opposes its passage. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back to you.
Dave had to step out for a second. If I can, this is Audrey Adamson with the National Pork Producers Council. If I could just turn it over to Randy Sprunk.
Thanks, Audrey. Good morning. A little background on myself. I'm a producer from Edgerton, Minnesota. I'm currently president of the National Pork Producers Council. The National Pork Producers Council represents all 67,000 of America's pork producers. The National Pork Producers Council opposes the Farm Bill because it doesn't fix mandatory country of origin labeling. The country of origin labeling law will likely be found non-compliant with international trade obligations by the WTO next month. The WTO is likely to find that the law discriminates against Canada and Mexican products. Canada and Mexico brought complaints against the country of origin labeling to the WTO. If that occurs, that will allow Canada and Mexico to retaliate with tariffs on dozens of U.S. pork products. Our Canadian friends have a retaliation list that includes pork. Mexico's list is likely to include pork. When the U.S. violated the trucking provision of NAFTA, Mexico in 2009 placed tariffs of up to 20% on 99 U.S. pork products, totaling over $2.4 billion. We saw pork exports to Mexico fall, and at the same time, Canada's pork exports to Mexico increased, and America's pork producers lost market share. If country of origin labeling isn't fixed, and the Farm Bill is the best vehicle for doing that, Pork producers like me will suffer, and so will dozens of other U.S. businesses, the U.S. economy, and U.S. workers. If you wanted additional information for the economic side of it, I'd ask you to contact Dave Warner at 202-347-3600. He'll get you in touch with economist Steve Meyer. So with that, Dave, I'll turn it back to you.
Thanks, Randy. Now we'll hear from Jessica with NAM.
Good morning, Dave. The National Association of Manufacturers is the largest manufacturing association in the United States. We represent small and large manufacturers in every industrial sector and in all 50 states. And the manufacturing sector employs nearly 12 million men and women and contributes more than $1.8 trillion to the U.S. economy annually. I just want to, echo the concerns that Mr. George and Mr. Spronk have raised. The Farm Bill fails to address issues concerning the potential noncompliance with WTO obligations of the U.S. country of origin labeling law. If the United States is found to have failed in these obligations, Canada and Mexico will be allowed to retaliate against a variety of products manufactured in the United States, not only agricultural goods, but a variety of industrial goods as well. And that is simply an unacceptable outcome for NAM member companies. The NAM seeks U.S. policies that both comply with WTO obligations and remove, not create, barriers to exports for U.S. manufactured goods. At a time when we're seeing countries all over the world implement WTO illegal policies, it's critical that the United States live up to its obligations. And that's why we stand with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the National Pork Producers Council in expressing our deep concern with the fact that the Farm Bill fails to address this WTO illegal policy.